Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm so glad you joined us today for the Voices of Courage Conversations. You know, as you know, the world is in crisis. We have environmental problems. We have air pollution. We have water pollution. We have plastics in our oceans. We have overfishing. We have issues in our schools, ongoing wars around the world. We have some of the people with extreme wealth, some people with extreme poverty. We have refugees at our borders. We have homelessness. We have governments that are trying to beat other governments. You know, we have a lot going on, right? The question is it too late? Can we change it? And the answer is absolutely, but it's going to take all of us. And one of the most important ways that we influence one another is what we watch in the media. Today, we're going to be talking about how to revolutionize the TV industry. We're going to talk about how the courage that has to happen so that the TV industry is revolutionized, that we actually bring back value-based TV, TV that has that I can let my grandkids watch, my daughters, that I feel good about them, that TV that's empowering, inspiring, enlightening, TV that brings truth, courage, wisdom, understanding to it. I think we all want it. We just haven't figured out how to get it. Well, today, I have a very special guest on my show that's going to help us to understand how to get that TV in the way that we want it. She's got a network that's out there right now that's already broadcasting shows that you're going to want to watch, that my audience wants to watch. So stay tuned. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to my guest, and we're going to talk about how to revolutionize TV and how to revolutionize your mind so it gets better and better, right? All right, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Kendi Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what... Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Kendi Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what... Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Kendi. Turn it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. And today I'm so pleased to have Cara Lopardo with me. Cara, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me and supporting us here at We The Studios. We're honored to be here and display our courage.
Well, it's going to take some courage to talk about what we're going to talk about today. So I'm excited about it. And for those of you that don't know Cara, she has had a decades-long career in Hollywood, leaving an incredible mark on the entertainment industry. In 1999, she founded Castaway Studios, groundbreaking casting hub, later establishing exclusive casting studios with visionary prowess, gaining recognition among top-tier directors and A-list production entities. Her casting talents have contributed to 3,000-plus successful commercials, print campaigns, and music videos, making her studio a go-to destination for industry professionals. And today we're talking about the new network that she's launching so that my kids and grandkids can tune in and actually I won't have to worry about or think about what they're watching. So let's, Cara, you've got an amazing story. Why the new network? Let's just jump in. Why the new network?
Okay. So do you want the elevator pitch or do you want the full shebang? You guide me here a little bit.
I want it all. So, you know, if you got an elevator pitch, give it to me, that then we'll dive into it.
Okay. So I think context is really important. That's why I asked that question, because while I have recently come out of retirement from working in Hollywood for actually almost 17 years, I left the business because while I was working entertainment, little by little, I started seeing the progressive agenda. And I will call it exactly that. The progressive agenda presented itself to me. It came across my desk many, many times. And 2013, 2014, my husband, who's my business partner, asked, a major network asked us to find pronoun kids. 2013, 2014. What's pronoun kid? They give us the network description, and it is 12 to 14-year-old children who do not have a gender, who go by a specific pronoun with the support of their parents. And our job was to assemble a cast of these people so they can make a reality show out of it. And there had been some other things that happened before that, but this is where, as young parents, newly married with two little kids, we were like, absolutely not. This is not something we want to be a part of. And my husband retired me. He got back into his family business, and I stayed home to raise the two little ones, added two more kids to the family. In the meantime, as you know, a new mom and having a whole bunch of little ones, you end up consuming television, right? So, you know, as the years went by, progressively, it was just getting worse and worse. And I really started noticing the agenda, the progressive agenda in the TV series. And given the nature of my work, I understand that when there's something in a frame and when somebody is wearing something or when somebody is saying something, that is not accident, that is not the talent saying it on their own free will, that is extremely produced, it's there by design. And I had a choice to make. I said I could either turn a blind eye and pretend I don't understand what's happening or why, or I can do something about it. So I'm just an action-oriented person. My kids are getting bigger and bigger every single day. And I called my agent, my agency representation, I still manage in Los Angeles. And I said, hey, I really want to get back into the business and make, you know, TV for normal people. That's literally what I said to him. And he said, Kara, nobody's going to buy that from you. These are the mandates. And he kind of went through what the networks were looking for. And it was not good. You know, you had to have every pronoun under the sun. You can't be white. You can't be female. You can't have a gender. And I'm just not willing to do that. So I said, well, I'm going to start my own network. And he said, well, if you do that, you will never work in Hollywood again. And I said, that is the goal. I don't want to work in Hollywood ever again. Not the way it stands today. So just about 2 years ago, We The Studios was born, and immediately went into building my own platform. Because again, platforms today, they don't want to air real family-friendly content that highlights the nuclear family, that highlights men and women and boys and girls. There's always an agenda. There's always a political bias. So I was essentially forced to start my own streaming platform and create original content to go with it. It's very important that the consumer understands what they're going to be watching and that it is safe for their kids and that it is safe for their grandkids. And they can take a phone call. They could do dishes. They could cook dinner. No profanity, no alcohol, but still really good cutting edge content, great production value. And it's just, it ended up being our log line, TV for normal people. So we're launching September 3rd is when our first episode drops. And from there on out, it's off to the races. We do have licensed content that is approved by myself and my husband, who's my business partner. And we've watched everything. It's everything that we would, you know, the licensed content, let our children watch. And I have a very high standard for kids, not just my kids, but our nation's kids. So that's it in a nutshell.
Well, you know, first of all, let me just congratulate you and thank you for bringing this into the world. We need it more than we've ever needed it, quite frankly. I can just speak for myself. You know, my wife and I stopped, you know, we love movies. We love great movies. Almost every movie that we watch definitely has profanity in it, has violence in it, has... you know, there's nudity. It just goes on. Okay. And, you know, it's, we finally started watching movies from India, you know, and we just brought the Indian movies into our world because there's beauty, there's love, there's connection. There's, you know, those movies, most of them, they don't even kiss except for the Hollywood influenced ones, right? They don't need to show that, right? They show romance in ways that, you know, you feel it in your heart, right? So it's a sad state where we've gotten to. But the good news is we are on the brink of an upshift in our consciousness. And I think you're on the cutting edge of that, quite frankly. So let's talk. I want to just talk about one thing before we dive into some of the programming on the network. You know, there's an old saying, as within, so without. As within, so without, right? In other words, what you put into your mind, you outpicture in your life. If you're putting violence and anger and drama and trauma and hatred and whatever in a child's mind, eventually that outpictures. And, you know, parents go, yeah, I don't know how many kids are on Ritalin or some other ADHD, ADD drug for whatever. You know, have we really taken time to look at media, at the impact that media, the gaming industry, that has had on our children? There are studies out there that show that what we're doing to our children is we're hurting them. We're sacrificing our children for Hollywood or to make a dime or whatever you want to call it. That's my point of view. What's your point of view on this?
So I wholeheartedly agree with you. We went back to old school DVD player for our little ones. So our oldest is 17, our youngest is 7. And we found ourselves in a situation where even with parental controls and specific channels made for children, what most streaming platforms, or I should say all streaming platforms, may think is appropriate for my children, I did not find appropriate for my kids. So we went back to old school. I'm talking the DVDs I watched when I was a kid, and obviously they weren't even DVDs back then, to protect our children. And it just did not seem sustainable because there's an ease that goes with it. You know, most families, mom and dad both work. A lot of families bring work home with them. And what do you do with your children? You put on a form of entertainment or programming. There's a reason for that, to entertain or program your children while you're finishing up your work or your emails or your phone calls or making dinner, taking your big kids to sports or whatever it may be. And I really did see the impact when we disconnected. And when I say disconnected, I mean, we canceled all of the streaming platforms, probably 2015. It took about 2 weeks. And I will say our big kids were like deprogramming for 2 weeks. They were miserable. They were crabby. They were cranky. And it was like one day a light switch went off and they were these little light-filled angels, just how children should be, just happy, inquisitive. And my husband and I mean, that was like another light bulb moment for us, realized this was really affecting them negatively. And these were some of the programs that a lot of families still watch today and some of the networks that they're still watching for their kids today. And it really is, you know, they say we're in a mental health crisis. Well, why is that? What is going on that we are in a mental health crisis? I say that this is my public service, because we can have all the policy you want, all the laws that you want, but if our influence for our children is constantly aggressive, extremely sexual, extremely violent, how are they going to take that in when they're still developing and their little brains are still growing and all of that? So I totally agree with you. It's input, output. And if you remove those things from your life, I don't listen to music. I don't listen to regular music. That's what people call it, because I don't want to do that to my brain. I want to keep my light. I want to keep my joy. And I want to bring that to other people through my form of entertainment. And I guess you can call it propaganda, because people will be filled with light and happy when they're done consuming our media versus what's currently happening. And I promise you, none of your kids are going to want to change your gender either after watching. They will embrace their boyhood or girlhood after consuming our media.
That's beautiful. It's about energy. It's about vibration. It's about, you know, Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, understand frequency and vibration. The frequency and the vibration of some of the shows that are being put on TV today, they lower your children, yourself, your energy. They lower your vibration. In fact, you will feel, and I know people know this, they feel drained. Or, like you said, and I found myself with this too, some of these series that are up, you know, there's so many hooks, so many triggers in those series that it's addicting. And I love what you said, the children had to withdraw, and they had withdrawal symptoms, just same symptoms you would have if you're withdrawing off of coffee or alcohol or anything else that's addictive, right? You went through withdrawal symptoms. Healthy children, I'll say this. My wife was a Montessori school teacher. And so she taught children how to be children and how to, she helped them with their own individual strengths to be the best version of themselves, right? Both of my daughters homeschool. And they homeschool because they want their children. Now, everybody doesn't have the luxury to do that. But my daughter went to school, got a teaching credential, then went and worked with charter schools and learned the model so that she could be an amazing homeschool for her children, and taught my other daughter how to do that. They don't watch the violence. They don't let their kids turn on that in their heads. And the difference when I see a child who has not been programmed by TV and given all the fast food, and a child that has been nurtured and loved holistically, brought in, helped them with their own understanding of the world through positive reinforcement. The difference between those two children, like night and day. One is vibrant, healthy, alive, wants to go out and ride their bikes and skateboard and swim and explore the world, their curiosity. And the other one sits around, a lot of them gaming, watching TV. They're almost depressed. I guess a lot of them are. That's the difference that I see. Kara, I've got to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about a little bit about some of the other programming that might be on the TV network, and we'll go from there.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I'm speaking today with Cara Lepardo. We're talking about revolutionizing TV, but it's TV, but it's really the minds of our children and, you know, really helping people to upshift their consciousness. Before I get into programming in the network, why do you think so many families in America feel like their values are under attack? I know you kind of touched on this, but what's your point of view on that?
I mean, it's Hollywood. If you look at what our children see when they walk into a store, go to any of your local superstores where they sell anything from, you know, detergent to kids' clothing. The kids are dressed provocatively. Watch any television commercial. You know, it's not a mom and a dad in a nuclear family anymore like we would see growing up. The representation, that's a big word the left uses. Representation. Where is the representation for your normal average American family with a mom and a dad and 2.5 kids? It just doesn't exist currently. And if it does, it's being made fun of. The dad is the laughing stock of the show. He's the idiot. He doesn't know what's going on. The kid is always right. And the mom's the big airhead. And I really think that's what it is. When we just push that, they say that word again, the left, the new normal. No. We're not accepting the new normal. We're going back to the old normal, and we're going back to just normal. We're going to quit changing words. It really comes down to representation. If you see every man in every show being a big doofus and every mom in every series being an airhead and the kid is always right, what do we expect our nation's children to act like? They have this entitlement that they are always right, that they know everything. And now with even some states saying that, you know, the state has rights over your child or your child has more rights and that there's no such thing as parental rights, it's really just creating a really big, huge disaster for our kids. And they're just, it's confusion. And in my opinion, and I think it's biblical, I think it's safe to say that here, that the devil is the master of confusion. So this is really the difference between good and evil. And how dare anybody want to confuse our children, our nation's children. And I'm not going to let it happen anymore. I'm done.
All righty. Well, all of you, I want to thank you for joining me today. And this has been a very powerful show. If you believe in what we just shared, then hey, share the show, okay? Go on to YouTube, subscribe to us, share the show around the nation, people, family, friends that you know. This will help us all to up-level our consciousness. Thank you so much for being with me today. Continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm so glad you joined us today for the Voices of Courage Conversations. You know, as you know, the world is in crisis. We have environmental problems. We have air pollution. We have water pollution. We have plastics in our oceans. We have overfishing. We have issues in our schools, ongoing wars around the world. We have some of the people with extreme wealth, some people with extreme poverty. We have refugees at our borders. We have homelessness. We have governments that are trying to beat other governments. Yeah, we have a lot going on, right? The question is it too late? Can we change it? And the answer is absolutely, but it's going to take all of us. And one of the most important ways that we influence one another is what we watch in the media. Today, we're going to be talking about how to revolutionize the TV industry. We're going to talk about how the courage that has to happen so that the TV industry is revolutionized, that we actually bring back value-based TV, TV that has that I can let my grandkids watch, my daughters, that I feel good about them, that TV that's empowering, inspiring, enlightening, TV that brings truth, courage, wisdom, understanding to it. I think we all want it. We just haven't figured out how to get it. Well, today, I have a very special guest on my show that's going to help us to understand how to get that TV in the way that we want it. She's got a network that's out there right now that's already broadcasting shows that you're going to want to watch, that my audience wants to watch. So stay tuned. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to my guest, and we're going to talk about how to revolutionize TV and how to revolutionize your mind so it gets better and better, right? All right, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want. No matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund.
I'm done.
Well, excuse me. I'm done with you. And, you know, we've got this wokeness movement in the U.S. And like a lot of movements, they start out with good intentions. And then the extremists come in and it becomes very extreme. And I think that's what's happened here in the United States. You know, we started out with, you know, wanting to have more equality, have more understanding, you know, around around our gender, around inequalities in our school systems with race and prejudice and everything else that's still in there. And it started out, I think, in a with good intention, but I don't think it's there today. Let's talk. I would like to know what impact do you think wokeness has had on the U.S.? What's your thought on that?
I mean, just look around, you know, article after article, mental health is a crisis. And then, you know, you have therapists that are in a position where if a child does come in with a mental health issue, questioning their gender, they can't even correct them and tell them their proper gender. It's illegal to do such. So, I mean, just wokeness hasn't built anything. I can't think of an industry that woke could say, I built that, I created that, and this is what we stand for. Woke really is just destroying industries, people, families, values, American tradition, worldwide tradition. It's just, it's really, it's woke equals destroy. And it's just, it really needs to go. No longer is it originally, it means that you're aware of social justice issues. We are beyond social justice issues when it comes to woke. That's just not what it's turned into. It's been hijacked.
Yeah, it has been hijacked. And you make a good point. Well, you know, you were in Hollywood, so you know some of the mandates that were put in to the programming. And maybe we should talk about some of those mandates. You know, how many, you know, what, I mean, every time I watch a program, and you know, listen, I mean, I've got gay friends. I love the gays. They're great. But every time I watch a program, there's always one or two gay folks in there. You know, if we look at the percentage of gays in the United States, okay, and the percentage of how much Hollywood has put that is like a normal thing for everybody. I'm like, I'm always perplexed. I'm like, you know, why is that? Again, why isn't that the mom and dad in the stable family that are raising beautiful children? Where's that show, right? It just, I don't get it. Yeah, I'm an
that's
old guy.
That's on the studios. It's on We the Studios, and only on We the Studios. You know, the gay agenda, I think, and we actually do have talent in We the Studios that is gay, and that's not his primary platform. He's a comedian. He's a very, very smart person, and he actually feels hijacked. I mean, I don't know if I feel comfortable saying how somebody feels, but from what I can gather, somebody like him feels that this movement has been hijacked and that maybe he's being stepped upon. And personally, what I feel, just looking at a broader context of that, is, you know, there's a lot of people that say we have too many people in the world. Well, how do you eliminate people or not create more people? Well, you push the gay agenda, because two men or two women can't have a child. And that's just a simple biological fact. I'm not inventing that. I'm not creating that. It's just true. Now they can adopt, which is amazing. And our first series that we're debuting features a family with four adopted children. So there are ways for different types of families to have children, but naturally and biblically, only one man and one woman can make a child. And that's just fact. You know, regarding the gay community, I don't think anybody has a problem with it. I don't think Elton John would be rich and famous and powerful if that were the case. I don't think Liberace, who I could remember being, you know, so small, 4 or 5 years old, dancing around with my great grandmother, who was extremely conservative Catholic in Chicago. I wouldn't have known about these people if this was an issue. It is a non-issue that they are creating to divide us. And I really think it's just between good and evil. It's not between gay and straight. I really don't think so.
Yeah, I think you make a really good point there. And I think it's, thank you for saying it's a non-issue, because it really is a non-issue. You know, we have friends of all kinds. They walk in all kinds of different forms on the planet. And to make one better than the other or worse than the other, you know, a lot of that just left us years ago. But now it's coming back up again. And I think that that's a travesty for all of us. You know, it's not, again, it is about separating us, but, you know, separation is a mentality of the ego. And when we can start to tune into our higher values of interconnectedness, that we realize on this planet that what I do to you, I do to me. What you do to you or to me, you do to yourself. We are all connected. Whether it's something we're doing environmentally, or we're doing it in our home lives, it's impacting all of us. And all of us really have a responsibility to step up and say no to these agendas that are trying to separate us, trying to, you know what, I'm right and you're left. I'm black and you're white. I'm gay and you're straight. I mean, really? I mean, aren't we kind of over that? I think we need to really just stop focusing on it and start bringing us, you know, into this next level of consciousness where we're all connected. You know, I was on a cruise ship. I'll just say this. I was on a cruise ship about 2 weeks ago. We were up in Alaska. There were 67 countries, all walks of life, gay, straight, black, white, yellow, pink. Everybody's there. And we just felt this sense of community and connectedness that is really there for all of us to experience when we stop looking through these eyes of me against you. When we can shift our consciousness, we start seeing everybody's connected. You know, I don't want to be airy fairy, but I'll just put this out. When you see through eyes of love, all right? When you see through eyes of respect, you see through eyes of kindness, the world changes for you. And as a direct result, people treat you differently. And you will step into a place where you feel good about yourself. This is what this, I want to bring it back to the network because I know that's what we're about here, right?
You know what? It really is. And I don't want to sound so self-serving that this network is going to change the world. But I really just think, we have a real opportunity to, through entertainment, to show people that we are all just one. I mean, for example, our kids towards the end of the summer, we took them to a water park. And unfortunately, there was somewhat of a tragedy with a child. And he was an adorable little black boy. And his sister went running to go find the mom. And there was a stranger who happened to be, all of us just kind of gathered and they wouldn't let me near the kid, which as a mom, I wanted to be near him to help him and love him until his mom could get there. And a group of us, different backgrounds, different colors, probably different classes of, financial status, just started praying over this child. And I walked away and I'm getting choked up thinking about it because when I walked away, everything that they tell us on the news and that moment proved to me was a lie because we had moms and dads and grandmas and probably every race and every gender, little kids and grandmothers all praying over a child that we didn't know. But just as humans and as people, we were concerned for this child and we came together and said a prayer for him. And that's where we're at. And the media really does try to convince us that we're wrong and that we are so divided and that we are so against each other. And for example, our first show that's coming out, it's a husband and wife in Kentucky and they're white and they adopted 4 biracial children. And that's not why we cast the show. And the first thing I actually found was the dad who I just thought was a dynamic character. And I started, casting him, interviewing him, learning more. And throughout this interview process, I learned more about his family. And it's just remarkable because there's like almost no color. Like his kids plays with my kids. My kids have never said anything about their skin tone, anything about, where they live or where we live or all of these things. It was just like, I love these kids. When could we see them again and play together? And, through We the Studios, we can bring that back and really show people that we're all just the human race and we genuinely want good for one another. I mean, most people, when you see a car accident, you see people pull over and help a complete stranger that's probably a different race, different gender, different political affiliation. But at the end of the day, all of us do want to help each other and not see anybody get hurt or injured. And the second we realize that, we're going to win this thing and we're going to bring this country back together and potentially the world. It's very, very, very possible if we have shows and networks like We the Studios. And I do welcome the competition from the big boys that have thrown their hat in the race. Yeah. Since we announced July 30th. There's some pretty big major companies, I'm talking major, that have announced they're working on family-friendly content in the reality space. And I just thought, I've had so many people reach out. What do you think about this? What is your take? Oh my gosh, it sounds exactly what you guys are doing. And I said, I welcome it. That proves that I'm onto something. If a major corporation, Fortune 500, is going to throw their hat in the same ring that I'm doing, and I'm the first one to do it, I welcome it because all of us can rise at the same time. And that means there's more family-friendly TV for all of us to consume, and we're going to have a bigger impact that way. So I'm honored that I inspired a major corporation to
I love that. And it's time. That's what I know. All right, I got to take a break. When I come back, we're going to talk about where we go from here, as a world, as a nation. And I also want to know where I find We the People TV. So we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund. We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into they have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into they have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities.
This, because you're really making a difference, and that's what this show is about, bringing courageous people on that are making a difference in this world and upshifting us so that we're all in a place of higher consciousness, higher awareness, and we start to remember who we are. Before, I will say this, Kara, before I get to your question, some additional questions I have for you, is that in America today, I sense that we still have an identity crisis, an identity crisis. You see, we still think that we're our houses, we're our cars, we're our wives, or we're our children, or we're our these bodies. You know, but the truth is, at the essence of all of us is this soul. And we're all souls. And when you can start to see people from not their physical form, but you see them for who they really are, there's no race, there's no creed, there's no me against you. We start to see each other as one, and that shifts it. And programming that can help us remember who we are is what we need today. Your network, We the People, programming, okay? We've talked about some of it. What's your future plans for? What's coming on to We the People?
So we're inspired by We the People, but we're actually called We the Studios because we do represent We the People.
I've got We the People in my head, but it's We the Studios.
But you know what? We'll take it because we do represent We the People. And that was what we were very mindful of when we were naming the studio, like what can kind of identify. And again, the left hijacks all of these words, right? But what could we name the studio that really identifies, you know, who we are? And so we are a studio and we represent We the People, you know, founded as an American streaming platform. So, you know, first and foremost, we represent America, but we are available worldwide. It's so fun to see memberships come in from, you know, Italy and Poland. And it's just like, whoa, this is crazy. But what I'm most excited for, you know, being the network and having all the ability to make all of the decisions, I could have made a wives show and, you know, had all these beautiful, wealthy women running around, or I could have done anything I wanted. And the first show we're launching with, it's called Raising Reynolds. And it's, like I said, the family in Kentucky, husband and wife, four kids. The two older ones are homeschooled. The two little ones go to regular school. The kids don't have devices. They don't watch television. They do things like go outside and take care of their chickens. They do gymnastics in their front and backyard. They drive tractors and razors. They go boating. They play golf in cornfields. Imagine that. I mean, they just do things that kids do. We spent about 2.5-3 weeks with the Reynolds. And I bring my little kids. I homeschool my two little ones too, by the way. And they didn't want to leave. They just, these kids, they did not play on any devices. They just were kids. They got dirty and stinky by the end of the day. And it was one of the most amazing things to see because, you know, working in Hollywood and working at other shows, you're always looking at what your day will look like and the scenes that you're getting. And it was almost like we couldn't even get everything because there's just so much wholesomeness going on at the same time. That I'm just so honored and excited for America to witness this family and see, like, you don't need all of this stuff to be happy. This is a family. They live in, you know, rural Kentucky. There's not a lot going on. Believe me, I spent a lot of time there, but they're genuinely happy. And that does come through the screen. So I'm just so excited to launch the father, Blake. He's the head of the household. Imagine that, kind of leading the family. And the mom, Emily, is a supportive wife, but she also works because that's where we're at in society. Mom and dad both work. And they just, they're such an inspiring, amazing family. So I'm so excited to launch with this show that I think men will love Blake. I think moms and women will love Emily. And the kids, I mean, you're going to see these kids, they have that light that you were talking about where they just, you just see the difference in these kids, how quick-witted, how smart, and how happy they are. And they're not consumed by electronics. It's amazing.
I love that. Well, you know, I want to put in my hat. I think we need a show out there and on your network someday where our elders are really represented in who they are. In other words, you know, I'm a grandfather of, I have 12 grandchildren. Yeah, I'm in my 70s. I swim, I bike, I run, and when I'm with my children, I become them. We become together. Well, the seniors in the country, I think, have been, looked at as almost a throwaway society that we have, where we just throw away our seniors. I think that consciousness needs to change. I think TV needs to represent, maybe there's a show with a grandpa with his kids and, you know, they're doing their thing where we honor the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of those that have gone before us. Maybe that's called that, the wisdom of the ages. I don't know. But anyways, you know, we bring that wisdom to our children that's there, that is so overlooked because many reasons. But anyway, that's my vote for your show. Something like that.
I love that.
Yeah, I think
that's a great idea. And there's so much to be learned from the people that came before us. I feel like, you know, you watch entertainment. Again, going back, we're always going back to entertainment. I mean, when was the last time you watched a feature film or a TV show where there was the wise grandfather that has experienced life and can give guidance to his son and his grandkids? I can't name anything.
I can't name anything either. And, you know, of course, AI will be here soon with a holograph of maybe myself or others that all their books, their tapes, all their is all uploaded. And grandpa will come into your living room and you'll say, please tell me about what XYZ. But it'll never be like the real thing. So anyway, wow. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the network. I do have to take another quick break. When we come back, let's talk about how we do embrace diversity and encourage the oneness that I'm talking about here a little more. We'll be right back.
Have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up. Shift our thinking, step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
All right. Welcome back to the Voices of Courage. I have a very courageous voice on my show today. And Kara is changing up the TV industry by bringing back Family Value TV on We the Studio Network. Kara, We the Studio Network, do we Google it? Where are we? I heard it's a subscription. So
it
we
is.
Can go and we can subscribe to it. Where do we go?
So the best place to go is WeTheStudios.com. You can sign up as a member for the rest of the year for, get this, $17.76, if you can figure out what that stands for. And that gets you all of our content, including original and licensed through 2024. If you are on social media, you can go to any of your favorite platforms. We're We The Studios on all social media. We are also in the Apple Store, We The Studios, Google Play Store, We The Studios. So it's super easy, We The Studios, and you will find us. But the best place to go, I would say, is our website currently, WeTheStudios.com.
Very good. Okay. And I'll be able to stream that right on my smart TV. What will I see it via WeTheTVStudio.com or how will I stream that?
So currently it's available on all devices, similar to, it's, you know, not a lot of clarity, like if I can talk about other networks or not. And I don't know if I want to give them the notoriety,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You can watch us the same way you would watch anybody else. We will be on smart TV for 2025. So that's a really cool thing that we're integrating into the platform. So if you want to watch it on your smart TV, you just have to screencast it, which is very easy. I've been doing that from my laptop and from my mobile device. Otherwise, you can watch it on your desktop, iPad, iPhone, and any other computer device that you may have.
Okay, good. Well, listen, we're almost out of time, so I'm just going to say this. We embrace diversity. We embrace oneness. We want you to, and I embrace, and I know you embrace, Kara, high values that connect all of us together as one, that empower our children, empower ourselves, start to realize that we are together in this planet. This planet can heal in so many ways, but it starts with you. I encourage my audience to go see you at WeTheStudio.com. Go sign up today. I'm signing up today. WeTheStudio.com. And let's get this movement moving in the right direction. Kara, thank you so much for being here. Any final thoughts?
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, definitely check us out. WeTheStudios.com with an S.
I love it. Yeah, actually, I don't think they're final thoughts. I think they're just starting thoughts. That's what I think. I'd love to have you back on this network here, maybe a few months down after you get launched and stuff in a greater way. And we've talked more about this because this is right up my field. I love what you're doing. And thank you so much. All righty. Well, all of you, I want to thank you for joining me today. And this has been a very powerful show. If you believe in what we just shared, then hey, share the show, okay? Go on to YouTube, subscribe to us, share the show around the nation, our people, family, friends that you know. This will help us all to up-level our consciousness. Thank you so much for being with me today. Continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care.